Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Robin, today, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie endorsed his former political sparring partner, Donald Trump.
But last night, Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz got into the ring with Trump, duking it out in the GOP debate on CNN. And with those two Cuban-American candidates flanking him, Trump bragged about winning Hispanic voters in Nevada.
I won with Hispanics, and I got 46%. Nobody else was close.
To which moderator Maria Celeste Araras of Telemundo replied,
allow me to explain that the poll in Nevada was based on a tiny sample, statistically insignificant, of only 100, let me finish, please, of 100 Hispanic Republicans on the state of Nevada.
Why did I they am making the poll? Reference.
She
Why
was pointing out, or trying to, that Trump won among Republican Hispanics in Nevada. He actually lost 93% of the Hispanic vote in that state. After Mitt Romney's loss in 2012, it was thought that Republicans could not win the presidency without Hispanic voters. So how are they faring? Maria Elena Salinas, co-anchor of Noticiero Univision, as well as Aquí y Ahora, are Here and Now, a great name, joins us now. And Maria, Univision and The Washington Post just did a survey. What did you find about Donald Trump and Hispanics?
Well, I think that he is dreaming if he thinks that he has the Hispanic vote, because he doesn't. So really, he just won a fraction of the Latino vote in Nevada. And our poll shows that 8 out of 10 Latinos have an unfavorable view of Trump. So if he were the nominee, he would certainly have the highest negative ratings among Hispanics of any major GOP hopeful, I think, in history.
What are you seeing as the most important issues for Latinos?
The number one issue, I think, continues to be the same poll after poll after poll after poll, which is jobs and the economy. That's what Latinos care about. But interesting, immigration has jumped to number two. Sometimes it was 3 and 4. Now it's the second most important issue. 8 out of 10 said that they want the next president to support an immigration reform. There are actually 28 million Hispanics that are eligible to vote, that are of voting age and that are U.S. citizens. As we know, they are not all registered to vote. There are huge drives to register them, including Univision. But the projections are that about 13 million will cast their vote. That would be 2 million more than in the last presidential election.
Talk about the second-tier Republican competitors, Rubio and Cruz, both of Cuban descent. What kind of reviews do they get from Hispanic voters?
Not as bad as Donald Trump. However, Latinos still see them as anti-immigrant because of their positions on immigration. Now, among all the others, the one that has the highest ratings would be Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio has a net positive image of about 45% to 37%, and then followed by Cruz. Cruz has a negative 44 to 39. And Kasich is not very well known among Latinos. Only 4 out of 10 Latinos even know that he's there.
This is John Kasich, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, the interesting thing is that if the election were held today and Hillary was the nominee, she would still beat Rubio by 30 points. She would beat Cruz by 38 points and Kasich by 43 points. So I guess if you were to select one that would have the more support from Latinos than any other one, it would be Marco Rubio at this time. Now, Marco Rubio has not really spoken much to Latinos. We have been trying for a long time to interview him, and I guess they're waiting for the nomination to decide whether or not they can talk to Latinos.
Well, it could be that his Republican competitors beating up on him for, as they say, being for immigration reform before he was against it, that might be something that's actually appealing to voters, that he at one point was for it.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, it's interesting because I think Jeb Bush in the beginning was accusing Rubio of being the Republican Obama. And I'm sure that what he was trying to do was insult him, but he was actually flattering him among Latino voters because Obama is still highly popular, even though a lot of people in our poll showed that they would not want the next president to follow Obama's footsteps. And I think what they're talking about there is the deportations. That's something that has hurt the Obama administration, over 2 million deportations since he became president. And, you know, that is one of the problems that a lot of Latino leaders and advocates were fearing, that Latinos would not go out and vote. But now what we're seeing is people motivated by Trump. So the Trump effect is that his negative rhetoric when it comes to immigration reform, when it comes to building a wall, and the language that he uses is motivating people to register to vote and to go out and vote to make sure that he doesn't become president.
That's Maria Elena Salinas, co-anchor of Noticiero Univision and Aquí y Ahora, also on Univision. Maria, thank you again for joining us here and now. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, Robin. Good to talk to you.